Welcome to Thoughts of a Relapsed and Drug Addict. I'm your host, Nico, and you're constantly a relapsing drug addict. So I guess it's been a while since I've done an episode. So I guess that means we have a lot to unpack here between what's going on in the world and my world, my life, and plans for future episodes and all that. So without further ado, I guess let's get into it. So first off, I'm taking a shit right now. That's healthy, you know. I do some of my best thinking here, so I figured I'd start the episode here and move on. But I also had a few minutes alone, so this is where we are at the moment. So shit, it looked like the last episode I made was in April, April 24th or some shit. Where, you know, I had some new people on, it was cool, did well, yeah, it was tight, had fun, you know, we had fun making those episodes. Unfortunately, those people, as much as I'd love them to be on more episodes, I doubt it, but you never know. Maybe, you know, it's a possibility. So for now, y'all are just stuck with me. But like you didn't know that shit already, I've been the main staple of this since podcast before this podcast, so it's cool. I'm recording on a new phone. We'll see how it works and continue from there. Have a lot to do tonight, but not sure it's gonna get done. What are you gonna do? You know, we're just gonna do what we can do, and that's all we can do, you know. So, with that being said, hope everyone's well, been well, surviving in this simulation, multiverse, everything's not real type world. War going on constantly. We're being deceived constantly. Just everything, man. Everything's crazy. And I don't even know how to take it anymore, you know? So I take everything with a grain of salt, you know, I try not to take anything too seriously or anything like that, just because, well, no need to, you know, because that's when you get too stressed out when you don't need to, and all that bullshit, you know, so... So there's that. I've recently reconnected with someone who's been used to be a big staple in my life, and who recently is back, and we've talked about some pretty serious plans. But then last time I talked to, you know, my ex, Millie, you know, she said she wanted to get back together and move back in, this and that. When she said she only wanted space to begin with, and, you know, we've been apart for over a month, so, two, so, that's space, I figure. So, you know, just trying to, see what's next in my little multiverse, you know. Alright, got all these little containers with stuffs in them. Which is cool. I like stuffs. I like containers. As long as you're always safe with your stuffs. It's all good. I'm living in a place. I was living with the people who I was living with, or one of the girls who I was living with last summer when the place me and Millie moved into before she went to jail. The girl I've known for 20 years or some shit, you know. Something crazy like that. And then this other girl who was hanging out with me and Millie last summer in the winter. Went to jail with Anna. And she went crazy. And oh, and a whole bunch of shit happened after I was told to leave. So Heather came and I was told to leave, and thank fuck is all I can say. I'm so glad I wasn't around for all that bullshit. Thank fuck. So I'm super happy about that. And then, what else? Always stuff to unpack. And then I randomly got stuck downtown one night. And I couldn't even charge my phone, just running into random people, you know. I've been hanging out with, like, the gutters and old school homeless people that I've known for a long time. Bloody dog. And, then I ended up, what did I end up doing? Downtown, really random one night, and, didn't know what I was gonna do. Then I got a ride from whose place I'm at right now, and, he was like, you know, I know we don't know each other that well, you know, but you've always been a good person to me, and, you know, this and that, so, I'll come pick you up. And I was like, word, you know, that's tight. And, so he came and picked me up, and then, him and his wife, he, said I could stay, you know. Then he went to jail. She went to jail too, but he didn't get bonded out. He had a bunch of warrants and shit. She just, you know, had a few things in her purse, not really that big of a deal. And yeah, she's a little younger, so she knows how to do things. She's a smart girl, but everyone can use a little extra guidance, if they are able to have it. So, think that's what I'm here for. Just kind of help out a little, do what I can. Like, she's going out to Sonic Bloom, and I'm not, but I'm going to give her a few pointers and told her that she needs, a friend out there at the festival, and she runs into any sort of trouble to give me a buzz because, as we all know, I got the fucking super inside hookups on those sort of events. And so I'm happy to lend my assistance, and I'm gonna watch her dog for her. Granted, I would love to go to the festival, but I don't have the money or anything like that, so I'm just going to hang back and hang back and do what to do, whatever that may be. Sorry, I'm just in the process of kind of organizing my life here as far as tools, dab tools, tutors, things like that. Different bugs all that stuff and things. I definitely can open a Sentry Firebox with a bobby pin. Super good skill to know. But I'm not trying to take advantage of anybody. Just sometimes you need a little extra. You work your ass off, you do what you can. But all right, until next time.
Hey guys, mate. I just want to know, what's your favorite treat?
Ask him why he sounds like Steve-O.
Yeah, why the fuck do you sound like Steve-O? I really would like to know. Cheers, mate.
Hey, so there's gonna be a lot of background noise. It's gonna probably sound like shit, but I'm sitting on some stairs outside of King Soopers, and I thought I'd just finish this episode up. That intro was done a long time ago, and then I got that voicemail a long time ago, but I think he said, what's my favorite treat? I don't know, favorite treat, like cookies or candy? I like sweets for sure. I like sour candies. And yeah, I guess sour gummy candies would be my favorite treat, if that's what you mean. Thanks, John. But this might sound too bad to even release, I don't know. But I've been going through some shit, and I'm surprised I haven't made any podcasts, but here I am, and I'm okay, and I'll make another one tonight when I get inside, but yeah, everyone, I'm okay, I'm alive, and I'll fill you in later on with some more details of what's been going on. It's pretty crazy, though. A lot of shit's been happening. I've been through a lot of shit, but it's all good. You know, I'm a fucking survivor and a warrior, and, you know, the streets are my battlefield. So let's be Vikings about it and fucking let's go. Till Valhalla.